Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'll tell you what was really crazy was the windstorm of 97 in Alabama. Y'all heard
now,
about that?
Now I think you
now
might.
Are okay, you, now so now the, it's getting
are
deep
we, are
in
we
here.
Doing this?
Good thing
yeah,
I got my cowboy boots on.
You
it's
look
getting
great.
Deep.
I like your blue
Thank
jean
you.
Outfit.
You're so sweet.
Cool.
That is
Let's
so
catch
nice.
Everyone up, though. Riley was just,
a wonderful human.
Was just opening for Luke Combs not too long ago, and Holly decided to ask him what your earliest
memory.
Childhood memory was.
Yeah.
And
I'm
you
sorry.
Talked about the blizzard of 93 in Alabama. I thought you were just messing with us, and then when I was going through to posting some stuff on social media, I Googled it, and
yeah.
I was like, oh, he wasn't messing
That's
with us.
Thing.
This is a true story.
You used to could just lie on the radio, and people wouldn't know any different. Now they yeah. Google and find out.
I do appreciate, though, if someone tells, like, as long as it's a good story, if it's a lie, I'm okay with it.
Well, you've got to think about what my job is with y'all, is just to try to be somewhat memorable. You know, y'all, yeah. Everybody, all these fans people are coming
You're
in here
memorable.
Today.
Yeah.
I just want you to keep me in here in this air conditioning for a little while.
Do you like
yeah,
it? We'll ask you all
stuff.
The questions.
Hey, I did have this radio station one time was talking about like how unique my name was. There's not like a lot mm-hmm. of Rileys in country
yeah.
music, and there's like Brett Young and Brett Eldridge and Chris Young. And
a lot of Bretts.
Tenniels.
Luke.
Okay. Tenniels
yep.
and Lukes. And I was like, well, yeah, that's why I changed it from Garth Strait. And they just bought it. We just talked about it for like 30 minutes. Lied to everybody. So.
That's really great.
But I wouldn't lie to y'all.
Is Green your real last name? Yes. Okay. Fair. Good. I like that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Of yeah, course it is.
Right.
It's a great last name.
I never. We should play. What is that game? Wasn't it like two truths and a lie? Is that a game that you? Because you'd be very good
yeah.
at it because.
Yeah. You, yeah. Yeah. That's whatever you want to do.
Okay. So
are we playing right now?
I guess we. Yeah. You got to tell us. Is that
gonna,
how it works?
No, I don't know. How to, let's don't do that. Let's
talk about it. You got
to
think of it. It's
we don't have that
to
kind
think
of time. I got John Party or somebody coming in here.
We just talked to John Party.
Really?
Actually,
what do you say about me?
Actually, we talked about goats.
So you didn't ask him anything difficult.
He said,
I talked to him about goats.
What's your saddest memory ever?
I just said the first one. I figured it was a happy one.
He actually told us that you never even worked construction. He said that was a lie.
Yep.
He would know.
Actually, Rob and I were talking after that interview, and I was like, yeah, you know, Riley said, like, if he didn't feel like going to work, he just wanted to go to work. We're like, how can we get that job? That sounds amazing.
Well, it wasn't until you did go, until you were so broke that you couldn't afford double stacks from Wendy's, and you had to go back.
And then you had to go back, yeah. and it was good.
But that was your family's business.
Yeah, my dad
right?
was a carpenter, and I worked for him for a long time. But he didn't take breaks, and he was like my pop was like killed himself working. So I ended up starting my own deal with some guys that were a little less,
okay.
you know, a little lazier.
Can I ask a really stupid question? Is
I
it more?
Wait.
Are you into finished carpentry or like rough carpentry?
Well, we did both, but that's a great question. That's a very
okay.
knowledgeable question. I like
yeah.
rough carpentry because it was a little less. You know, you could kind of.
Fudge
saw
it up
something.
A
yeah, that's
yeah, a, yeah.
whatever word you want to use. But
yeah.
I did a lot of finished work too. We did a lot of trim and
okay.
You know, so
I'll just you know look at that. I'm educated on
yeah.
carpentry.
You are. I mean, you're very country. Holly's like you know people are like, oh, you work in country radio, but you live.
All,
she
I
lives
can't
the country
all the
life.
Drill bitch kinds.
We like, should we should have like a giveaway where me and you go in and do like a home makeover for a listener.
You want to do that? That'd
yeah.
be so fun.
You imagine you with that same outfit on but with a tool belt?
I could be like chica chica chica. I know
that was a weird noise for a hammer.
Hey. There was the ABC is actually here at Stagecoach.
Oh, that was even weirder noise.
We could pitch it to them.
Put the microphone down.
We're
going
to talk about pigs next. We're going to talk about pigs next.
There we go.
Okay, ABC, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was saying ABC is here, and they used to do that show, Extreme
do
Home Makeover.
Do you want to pitch a show
That's
with me?
That's the show.
Let's do it.
Right, we'll pitch a show.
Okay.
HGTV show. It'll be, Rob will be in
Call
it.
Call in now.
We'll have to teach
to
Rob how to do it.
We'll come over and break stuff in your house.
Yes.
Do
we'll
you,
redo it.
Well, speaking of TV shows, I feel like you are a pretty good actor, because we don't know if you're lying or telling the truth ever. Would you ever want to do any acting?
That's what I'm doing right now.
Like in a TV or a movie or a TV
everyone
show.
Everyone loves a, like
acting like a country music singer
yeah.
doing a radio interview.
And we're
take one. Yeah, no, that'd be cool. I don't know. I like to goof off, but I don't know that I would. I feel like I don't like shooting music videos. You know, like that's such an awkward thing when people are all around and it's just you and you got to like. So maybe I would. Maybe it'd be awkward.
But you could do like improv is part a big part of.
Yeah. So what I think is if you just happened to be filming me and I was in the right mood, maybe. But I don't know what that movie would be called.
But I think maybe because music videos are often really serious and like you're really funny. You like got a good sense of humor.
I've been waiting for somebody to catch on to that.
That hasn't been a thing?
No, I don't seem to notice.
Oh, well, we need to get that out there. In addition to being musically wonderful, you are also funny.
What if this interview is like what sparks it? Some producer just and I just stop seeing country music. Well, I'm an actor.
What happens is you'll get paid a lot of money and we won't get anything out of it. That's what'll. That's
but
what
we'll have a story for our grandkids.
How mad would you be if you just saw me on a movie and I had that outfit on?
I would love it. I would love it. I would make the short shorter for you, though.
You cut those yourself?
Yeah.
I assume that outfit was just all blue jean to the wrist and ankles, and
cut
it.
And then just cut it off. Yeah. No, actually, this is actually a Walmart special.
That's cool.
From Walmart.
Shout out to Walmart.
What up, Walmart?
Sponsors, endorsements. Radley Green is going to play some music.
How do we always do this without talking about anything?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's fun, though, right?
Was there that's a question in there? Yeah, I don't even think we asked one question.
I'm Radley Green. I've got a new single coming out, and I'm going to play a show tonight.
There you go.
They knew that. We were going to put that in the caption.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank them for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.